The conflict over the Confederate flag has been percolating for decades in Georgia and Mississippi, whose flags still contain the Confederate battle emblem. The Mississippi legislature took action last week in an effort to prevent the kind of boycott and economic sanctions that hit South Carolina last year. And in Atlanta, Martin Luther King's family has decided to focus today's holiday events on pushing for a change of the Georgia state flag. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Georgia's flag is fairly simple in its design. On one side is a state seal, on the other, a large blue cross containing 13 white stars. It is sometimes referred to as the Cross of St. Andrews and was the battle flag of the Confederate Army used during the Civil War. What many people don't realize is that Georgia's flag did not include the Confederate emblem until long after the war between the states.
It was only placed there in 1956. Prior to 1956, Georgia never had the Confederate symbol on any of its flags.
Tyrone Brooks is a longtime Georgia legislator and a leader in the fight to get rid of the Confederate emblem. The symbol was added, according to Brooks, to make a profound statement against the gains of the civil rights movement.
But in 1956, the legislature said, we're going to put the Confederate battle emblem on this flag as a protest against school desegregation, integration of public accommodations, and voting rights. People should recall that in 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that segregated schools were illegal and unconstitutional. Well, Georgia didn't like that. So Governor Griffin decided that one way to send a signal to the U.S. government was to say, we are going to change the flag. And they implanted that Confederate battle emblem on the flag as an act of defiance.
Tyrone Brooks is the president of the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials. His group, along with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the NAACP, the Rainbow Push Coalition, and many others, have been urging the legislature to change the flag for 18 years now. At the beginning of this year, former Mayor Andrew Young spoke to members of the First Congregational Church in Atlanta. Young surprised many when he told the congregation that Georgians have more important things to think about than the flag, and Young cautioned them to curb the Confederate flag controversy.
The dynamics of almost any racial reconciliation we have had in my time in this country has come not out of a confrontation, but out of a spirit of reconciliation where we sought to come together as brothers and sisters and resolve our problems for the future, not holding on to the fears or the anxieties of the past. I would contend that perhaps that's where we are now in Georgia, particularly looking at this flag issue. If there ever was a no-win issue, this looks like it.
Young went on to say that he embraces the values of the symbol of the St. Andrew's Cross, truth, integrity, and courage, that he buys into the so-called Southern values of the Confederacy, everything but slavery. Young's comments infuriated some legislators and political groups that are focused on getting rid of the Confederate emblem or demanding economic sanctions. Martin Luther King III has already spoken to NCAA officials about moving their Final Four basketball tournaments out of Georgia. This would mean millions of dollars in lost revenue. South Carolina was under a great deal of pressure last year to do something about its Confederate flag issue. It wasn't until sanctions hit and the business community became involved that legislators acted. Last July, a ceremony was held to move the Confederate flag from the Capitol Dome in Columbia, South Carolina, to a less obtrusive place on the Capitol grounds. The crowd here was also divided. A military color guard outfitted in Confederate battle uniforms was both cheered and heckled as the flag was taken down. In Mississippi, politicians were forced to deal with the controversy after the state Supreme Court ruled that its flag with the rebel emblem was not an official state flag. So former Governor William Winter held public hearings on whether to remove the rebel emblem from the Mississippi flag. Winter says the meetings proved that people are bitterly divided about the issue.
There obviously is a huge emotional attachment to the old flag. I'm a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans myself. I understand that. But I also feel that the rebel flag as a part of the state flag of Mississippi is no longer an appropriate symbol for the state. Creates division, creates misunderstanding, perpetuates an old stereotype that I think the state needs to get away from.
Last week, Governor Ronnie Musgrove quickly signed a bill to allow an April referendum to let voters decide what to do. The Sons of Confederate Veterans is a national group of about 29,000. It opposes changing the flag in Mississippi and Georgia. The group has run ads in Georgia newspapers and on radio stations.
Almost five decades ago, Georgia raised a new state flag, a symbol of our state that included a Confederate battle flag in honor of the Confederate soldier. Now, some demand our flag be changed.
Alan Trapp is commander of the Georgia Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Trapp acknowledges the Georgia flag was changed in 1956, just 1 month after a Civil War Centennial Commission was formed. But Trapp says the decision was part of a package of legislation to promote tourism, not racism.
There's no contemporary historical evidence to show racial animus played any part in this flag change. The historical record isn't there. There's not a speech of a legislator you can cite to that effect. There's not a newspaper article. There's not a newspaper editorial. There is nothing there to support the charge other than a lot of rhetoric.
Even if racism did not lead to the Confederate battle emblem on the Georgia flag, many, including Tyrone Brooks, say it still symbolizes slavery, segregation, and fear.
The Georgia flag is to us African Americans and many other people in this state, the equivalent of a swastika. We think that people across this state and across the nation have to understand that we are as offended by the symbol that stood for our enslavement as Jews are about the symbol that stood for their annihilation and their Holocaust.
The Confederate battle emblem is a strong symbol that evokes memories of the old Southern way of life. The argument continues as to whether the emblem ought to be flying on state flags or taken down and left to be remembered at historical sites and in museums. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.